This is Scoopla. Okay, Kim Kardashian announced over the weekend she's coming down under. I want you to pretend to be excited.
When? I got some leave booked up. I can probably book a holiday before then.
She'll be here soon promoting the spring line of the Kardashian collection, and she'll be doing a signing in September in Parramatta. So in Sydney.
Yep.
What?
No, I just wasn't quite sure. I thought it was going to be, you know, like somewhere a bit fancy. Is Parramatta fancy?
Oh.
It's just very Australian sounding. It's like she's going to be doing a signing in Wagga Wagga.
No, yeah. I think Parramatta's a pretty good
suburb. I don't know Sydney very well.
Me either. But Kim was here in 2012, and obviously being in Australia, she tried some Vegemite.
Mm-hmm.
Take a listen to the Kim Kardashian verdict of our very iconic Vegemite.
And have you ever heard of Vegemite?
I have, and we tried it a little bit.
What was the verdict?
I'd rather stick with the Tim Tam for breakfast. It was interesting.
I'd rather Tim Tams for breakfast too.
Me too, but I don't think that's good for you.
Oh,
screw it, let's do it anyway.
Who cares? Now, Iggy Azalea is... So all of Hollywood's getting ready for the VMAs, which
are...
It's Sunday night there, so it's Monday here.
Oh, I'm excited. I love the VMAs.
Yeah.
Love them.
But they had a bit of a pre-VMA party.
Okay.
So a couple of singers and whatnot were performing on stage, and our very own Iggy Azalea was performing her massive track Fancy when she stacked it off the stage.
Oh, this is my favourite Scoopla story ever, and the audio is amazing. Look, when Amber told me about this and she started recording some audio, I'm like, this is more a visual thing.
No.
Listen to the audio. It's amazing.
I'm going to play it, and you'll have to listen and see when you can pick when Iggy Azalea falls off the stage. Take a listen. How unfortunate.
All right, sorry.
I don't want to laugh at someone else's misfortune, but...
She's okay, right? Great.
Oh, yeah, she got back up, finished the rest of the song.
Then we are fine to laugh at her.
Totally.
Oh, because, yeah, I don't want to... If Iggy Azalea broke her leg and had to be put down, I might not have been quite as funny.
No, she was such a good sport about it. She got right back up, continued the song. She even posted the video on her Instagram account.
So,
you know, before anyone else could do it and, you know, really embarrass her, she's just taken the liberty upon herself to put it on her own Instagram account, which is awesome.
Yeah, credit where credit's due. That's pretty funny that she owned it.
Yeah, you gotta own it. She even had the hashtag still got up though, and the show must go on.
Awesome. I'll find that video and I'll tweet it as well at 99.5 Star FM. Follow us on Twitter.
Scoopla's Dean McCarthy got to hang out on the red carpet set up, and he got to reveal what's inside those celebrity goodie bags. Remember, we were talking about these last week? So they're worth $2,000. Take a listen. This is Dean informing us of what's inside these goodie bags.
It has got everything from sunglasses, jewellery, there's alcohol, there's a guitar, there's glassware, there's lingerie. The entire goodie bag comes in this gorgeous big leather bag.
Thanks for that, Dean. I would like to know how they fit a guitar in that gorgeous leather handbag.
Maybe it's a voucher.
Good call.
Throwing it out there.
Miley Cyrus.
Sorry, you weren't after an actual answer?
No.
No. I wonder how they fit it in too.
Miley Cyrus, Iggy Azalea and Beyonce are tipped to win a highly anticipated Video of the Year award. And we've got a little sneak peek at Beyonce's performance. Looks like she'll be doing a melody of every song off her visual album.
A what?
A melody.
A melody?
A medley.
A medley?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Nope.
Yeah, I did.
You said melody.
I said medley. Whatever. So she's got about, I can't count those really quickly, but I want to say like at least 10 songs that she's thrown into this medley. So
is she going to do Survivor?
No,
she's
not.
What about Bootylicious?
Nope, that's what are they called? Destiny's Child song.
Yeah, so?
Beyonce's a solo artist.
Well, what, so if I go to see Beyonce, she's not going to bust out a bit of, I'm a survivor.
Probably not. She'll be doing like Drunk in Love, XO, Mine.
Oh, so her rubbish songs. Right.
Pretty Hurts. All of her new songs, they're not rubbish.
No Bootylicious, just throwing it out
there.
They're
not. Speaking of the MTV Video Music Awards, it's only hours before it kicks off, and so celebrities have already started partying. But things took a sad turn during Chris Brown's pre-VMA celebration. This is pretty intense, guys. Death Row Records founder and rap mogul Suge Knight was reportedly shot 6 times.
This is mind-blowing.
It's since taken to hospital for surgery. Luckily, doctors believe that he'll make a full recovery. But some reports are suggesting that Chris Brown was the target for the shooting. But we've had a little conversation about this off-air, Billows, and you said that Suge Knight is a pretty hardcore kind of...
He is. I would say that Suge was the target, as in I don't know, but he's been shot many a time. To give you an idea, he, like Amber said, started Death Row Records. He was driving the car that Tupac Shakur was killed in. He also copped a grazed bullet to the head there.
Whoa.
He's got people out of contracts with baseball bats. He held Vanilla Ice over a balcony to get the rights to Ice Ice Baby to start Death Row Records. Suge Knight is not a nice person.
No,
and he's well renowned for not being a nice person. So, don't get me wrong, Chris
Brown's not a nice person.
I was about
person.
To say Chris Rock, and says, no, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Chris Brown's not a nice person, but Suge Knight is next level.
Yeah, wow.
He's always been, his name always comes up when people talk about the deaths of Tupac and Notorious B.I.G. because they think he was part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a nasty fella,
then.
He's
not a nice dude.
Not cool. All right, Nicki Minaj. It's been a while since she's been in the headlines, right?
I guess.
Last week, she debuted her brand new film clip for her song called Anaconda. Wow, if you've heard it, I'm sorry. No, not really. Well, she's broken the record for the most music video views on Vevo in 24 hours, of course. Remember when Miley Cyrus had the spot for Wrecking Ball?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is just as classy. I'm looking at it now.
Absolutely. Now, Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball got 19.3 million views in its first 24 hours.
Wow, that's impressive. But I remember why.
Nicki Minaj's video for Anaconda has got 19.6 million views in the first 24 hours. Now, twerking must be the secret ingredient here. Miley's famous for it, and there's lots of booties in Nicki Minaj's film clip.
I'm watching it right now. This is borderline porn. I think I'm going to be getting an email from HR later in the morning just for watching this video at work.
I know, it's pretty bad.
So I'll tweet it so everyone else can do the same. At 99.5 Star FM.
Obviously, you know.
Do not watch it at work or with children around.
Yeah, if you're a young tucker, don't watch it.
Good gracious.